Welcome to Brushstrokes of Being podcast, where I tell the stories of art, artists, and have conversations with people in the arts. I am Karin Merix, your host, and I am an artist, art historian, cultural philosopher, teacher, and mentor. Welcome to Brushstrokes of Being. Yes, art talk has evolved into Brushstrokes of Being. Art is the cradle of our soul. In the final part of the series, The Gaze Reclaimed, I bring us to the present and a possible future. Since 2023, this has been on my mind seriously. The last 7 episodes have featured women who were exceptionally talented in art, honed their skills, fought against being accepted as artists because they were women. They paved the way for many women who are still underrepresented in museums and galleries. Instead of seeing them as powerhouses with their resilience, skills, and ways to show us the way, we now live in a totally different reality. Without consent, billions of artworks, paintings, drawings, photographs, and sculptures are silently stolen to feed machines. Not asked for, not licensed, not honored, just scraped into datasets, transformed into the raw fuel for apps and agents that now earn billions. And the artists, the humans who labored with heart, time, and hands, forgotten, or worse, ignored. This is not new. For centuries, artists have been pushed to the fringe, treated as decoration, misunderstanding, or erased. We have seen that in the last 7 episodes. Art has always been viewed as something not worthwhile, and only those with a lot of money chose who to support, not for artists themselves, but for their own power. Take the Medici, bankers. They are now seen as the great promoters of the arts. But honestly, did they? They did this to gain more power and to be recognized. But in this moment, the theft to feed machines feels different, because what's at stake is not just the livelihood of artists, but the very soul of humanity. Before I go further, can I ask you a favor? If you like the podcast, please do like it on Apple, Spotify, or YouTube. And please do not forget to subscribe. That's free. So let's go into what art really is. Let me be clear. Art is certainly not a randomly generated image based on a prompt. Art is a gesture of being. It carries intention, presence, resonance, the press of a consciousness into matter. It involves energy, emotion, and imagination. It is not democratic. It is not made on a whim. It takes a period of apprenticeship to master every aspect of it. AI can generate pictures, yes, but those pictures are hollow. They do not carry breath, pain, longing, transformation. They lack the pulse of lived experience within them. They are a copy of a copy and are, in Baudrillard's terms, a simulacra and hyperrealism. The big concern is that if we are not aware, we become complicit, making our kids complicit, and even worse, they will never experience the wonderful aspects of art, such as its healing power, emotional impact, and the thrill of creating something. When we reduce art to pixels, we misunderstand its very nature entirely. and now. Science gives us the language to explain what artists have always known. Neuroaesthetics, the study of how art affects the brain and body, reveals that art is indeed a form of medicine. Looking at art, making art, and being in its presence, these things regulate our nervous systems, lower stress, and improve well-being. Books like Our Brain on Art and The Aesthetic Brain remind us that art is not a luxury. It is a necessity in our lives. Art that spurs multiple emotions becomes salient, which in turn rewires our neural pathways. That's what I write in Our Brain on Art. Art heals mental health, and in practicing, it slows down time by being in silence and observing nature, such as water, trees, animals, or people. When we engage with it, neurons fire, new pathways grow, we integrate trauma, and we become more resilient and more alive. There is, however, a flat rhetoric I too often hear. Once there was paint, then came photography, and now AI. Painting is dead. That is a huge misunderstanding. Painting, photography, and AI-generated images are three entirely different entities. Painting is tactile, embodied material. It is a slow art form where gesture, hand, and body press meaning into matter. It utilizes observation, imagination, knowledge about materials, and skill. Mastery. Photography is a mechanical process, capturing light and freezing a moment in time. It reshaped vision, but did not replace painting. Instead, it prompted artists to explore new forms, including abstraction and expression. This was also a significant loss of the art of seeing, especially today, when people copy photos onto canvas with strange perspectives. AI-generated images are computational, recombining existing patterns to create new ones. They're fast and abundant, but lack a situated make. No body, no breath, no conscious gaze pressing into being, no skill. When photography led painters to copy images instead of observing them directly, it produced beautiful paintings, but also narrowing of vision and distorted perspectives. The same is happening now with AI. Reproductions, copies, echoes, they are not art. True art requires the act of seeing and training the eye over the years, as well as moving the body with intention and accessing the right hemisphere, which encompasses imagination, intuition, and synthesis. Art is not democratic, in the sense of being a matter of pressing a button or prompting a sentence in a few words. Images are abundant, art is rare. Without training, without practice, without disciplined perception, there is no art, only echo. Let's return to the future generation, children. The danger also extends to the next generations. I recently spoke with a colleague, a fellow musician, and she told me that parents no longer want to invest in music lessons because bringing, collecting, and helping their kids with practice takes too much time. Instead, they see quality time as 30 minutes with the iPad before bed. I was shocked. And this is not quality time. It is neglect. A recent MIT research shows that without challenge and way, children's brains do not develop optimally. Music, art, and practice are not extracurricular. They are the forge in which imagination, discipline, and emotional depth are built. To take them away is to leave our children hollow. And a society of hollow children grows into a society of hollow adults. There is a danger in that, because suppose humanity begins to believe that machine-generated images are enough, then true art risks being erased again. And without it, we create a more deranged kind of human, numb, suicidal, violent, unable to think critically, unable to create something new, because without art, we lose the mirror of our soul. And this is why artists matter now even more than ever. We are the lighthouses. We hold the line against reducing art to a commodity or code. We remind humanity that art is about unity, diversity, transformation. Not as slogans, but as lived practice. In unity, art brings us together, across difference. Diversity, it honors the multiplicity of human voices. And transformation, it turns suffering into beauty, despair into hope. This is medicine for individuals, for children, and for society. So I have to be honest. I also use AI. Well, use. I do not deny that. It is here and will probably stay. I looked at it with eyes of wonder, asking it questions to see if it would give me the right ones. I felt like a kid who has something in her hands, not knowing what it is or what it does, and starts exploring. I challenge it. It challenges me. That was more of a game. And that's all nice and well. But after a course with Surreal Academy, I started to learn how to use it for marketing, learning things I had no idea about. I also read the book Co-Intelligence by Ethan Mollick to learn more about what it is, why to use it, and even whether to use it. I decided to use it as my marketing collaborator, my VA, if you want to, till I am able to pay a VA. Because no, I don't pay for AI. So it helps me amplify my voice, sharpen ideas, or not, and bring them into the world more clearly. But I make the decision, not AI. If it doesn't feel good, or I see it differently, I go my own way, which happens quite often. Let's be clear, it is never a replacement. I also am very aware that it can hallucinate. It doesn't generate ideas to paint. I don't need that, nor do I want that, because the act of making art is sacred, human, and cannot be outsourced. It should definitely not be entrusted to a machine. Art is presence. Art is medicine. Art is a necessity. Art is the survival of humankind if we finally treat it seriously. So as this series, The Gaze Reclaimed, comes to an end, I invite you to reclaim not only the gaze of history, which has relegated women to the sidelines of art history, but also the gaze of the present moment and of the future. to see clearly what art truly is, and to protect it, honor it, invest in it. Because without art, humanity fractures. With art, we heal, we grow, we become whole. This is the calling of our time. To stand for art as medicine, for the highest good of people, nature and animals, for unity of life itself. The gaze is reclaimed, and it is ours. I wish you a very peaceful and productive week. And remember, art is the cradle of your soul. Take care.